Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Cellar Notes. Hugh, there's an entire category of wines that for a lot of us have been flying under the radar, but there's been tremendous improvement. That's kosher wines.
Absolutely. So for the last several years, as we approach Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, I've always tried to do a couple of a show or two on kosher wines. And as you just mentioned, this is a rapidly growing category and requires that the entire winemaking process be supervised by Sabbath observant Jews. There's also mevushal wine, which is where the product has been boiled or now flash pasteurization is permitted. And that's also acceptable for kosher purposes. Kosher wines will be appropriately labeled and are produced actually in wine regions all over the world.
Yes, they are.
So it's kind of changed a lot from way back in the day. Mm-hmm. Anyway, here are four I found that are good examples of the great and emerging quality of kosher wines. Sort of surprisingly for me, from the DOC Prosecco in Italy, which is in the Veneto region, comes a pretty stunning non-vintage Prosecco from a producer called Zuffini. The wine is pale straw with a delicate spritz and has a bright nose of white flower, peach, and green apple. And it was really appealing the way it just kind of jumped out of the glass. The finish is long and shows a nice balance of fruitiness and acidity, and it's a real stunner at $18.99.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Very good.
So this one also happens to be mevushal. So it's a good example of a wine that's been through that process successfully. Now, I tried three wines from a label called Gilgal, which is produced at the Golan Heights Winery in Israel. The 2021 Chardonnay, the 2020 Merlot, and the 2020 Cabernet Sauvignon. And all three were quality products. The 2021 Chardonnay showed sort of classic citrus aromas with subtle oak notes, medium-bodied with a fresh acidity, and a restrained tropical fruit flavors. It is a pleasing wine that will not disappoint, especially at that $19.99 price point.
Very good.
Yeah, I thought it was really quite good. Now, of the two reds, the first one I tried was the 2020 Galilee Merlot, which sells for $18.99. And this is also a pretty good value. It's deep garnet with forward aromas of dark cherry and spice, with a note of orange peel, and the wine is, as you would expect from a Merlot, well-rounded, full-bodied, with a lingering finish. It's not too shabby. And then the 2020 Gilgal Cabernet is, I guess I'll call this sort of a varietal showcase.
Mm-hmm.
Deep garnet, aromas of cassis, plum, cocoa, and berry with a hint of herbs. This will graciously accompany a beef or a lamb dish and could even do Saturday night dinner. The quality is pretty high. At $25.99, I still believe it's a pretty darn good value. For this week, I was a little torn, so I have actually two wines of the week.
Okay.
I had to give the Zuffini Prosecco a hit on the list because it's killer at $18.99. And the Gigal Cabernet is a great kosher red, as good as I've ever had, especially at $25.99.
We're going to put all of these on the website, folks. Make it a habit to check out the website and get the proper spelling of these and just take it to your wine merchant if you like to. You can pick them up. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.